Hello, this is Ernestine Young Jones, and of course, you're listening to AM 1450 WBHF. We are fortunate today in that we have an opportunity to speak with and hear from candidates who are running for the Emerson City Council. This is an at-large seat, and we're talking today to Brandon Hughes and Dennis Malden. We're going to allow these candidates to tell you about themselves, have a little question and answer, and end with them making the closing statement. So if it's okay, Mr. Hughes, we're going to start with you first in terms of the opening statements, and Mr. Malden, we'll start with you for the closing statement so everybody have a turn. So tell us about yourself, Mr. Hughes.
I grew up in Emerson. My grandparents began there in 1950. I got married. My whole family's from there. I'm 43 years old. I'm looking at serving the city for many years if I'm elected and reelected. I'm there. I've got remarried in 2021 to my amazing wife. We have six kids together, a grandbaby. And, you know, the city is a big thing to me. I love that city. It's hometown to me. And I think that I could serve them well for many years.
Thank you. And Mr. Malden.
My name is Dennis Malden, 70 years old. I've been in Emerson all my life. Born and raised in Bartow County. Been on the planning and zoning now for about 10 years. Looking forward to what we can do for the city of Emerson. And it's growing pretty good. And it's just interesting to know what's going on down there. Maybe we can get something done.
Thank you. And we're going to start, I'm going to start with my questions with you, Mr. Malden. And I'm going to start with one of the things that Emerson may be best known for or most known for right now, which is Lake Point. Initially, it was a sports entertainment venture. And now some say it appears to be moving towards light industrial. Are you comfortable with the way that it is moving?
Yes, in a way, and no, in a way. I believe it's moving a little bit quick toward the industrial, and since I've been on the planning and zoning, we got to get a little bit mixed up in it. I'd like to see more restaurants like that, something down there besides the heavy police. It's like we got warehouses going up down there. They're coming up too quick, too fast. I think we need to put a little halt on it.
Thank you. Mr. Hughes.
As far as Lake Point right now, I know it's been there for many years. That's not an issue. The restaurants isn't an issue, but my issue is the commercial growth. I don't want our city to be known as, you know, Warehouse City, where you drive by, that's all you see from the interstate. And that is the way it's going now. When the city began Lake Point, they were supposed to only offer sports and restaurants down there, and now it's turned into warehouses. Now, as far as if it's out, you know, out further outside of the city where it's not visible, I don't have a problem with that. But it's going to bring a lot of traffic to Emerson. Emerson's too small for that. You know, it's a small hometown. We want to keep it that way.
Thank you. And Mr. Hughes, speaking of growth, do you agree with the plan of growth strategy currently in place in Emerson? The area is growing by leaps and bounds, and Emerson's right at the forefront.
I know there's going to be houses built. I did not agree with the townhouses, and luckily that was not passed because that would bring a lot more residents to the city. I know the city's going to grow. It's going to grow. But my biggest concern is the overpopulation of the schools. You know, we need our kids to be able to learn and not be cramped inside of a classroom where the teacher can't take care of every student's needs. I've got kids in Red Top Middle and Woodland High School, so I want my kids to be able to go to school and learn. If we keep adding and adding and adding, you know, it's not only that, they're going to have to build more schools. We don't have enough teachers for what we have now.
So if you're elected, is this something that you'll raise or attempt to address?
It is.
Okay. Mr. Malden.
I'll agree with Brandon on that. Like the townhomes, they did table that. They're going through a situation with it, but the growth is coming one way or the other. We're not going to be able to stop it all, but he's right about schools. The more people we got coming to Emerson, the more population we're going to have, and it's going to grow quick. Population's going to double this year probably.
And if you are elected, is this an issue that you plan to address?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Malden, I begin my next question with you. Based on infrastructure in Emerson, how would you prioritize projects be completed? For example, which comes first? water upgrades, road work, streets. How would you prioritize that?
Right now, I would put the water upgrades in the front because, like I said, we're building so quick. I'm not sure if we got the infrastructure, the water to handle everything we got going on. That would be the first thing. And then we'll go from there, infrastructure, roads, sewage. You know, we just upgraded sewage years ago, and it probably needs it again. Yeah.
And Mr. Hughes?
Water is an issue. I think they're already working on that, though. I think I've already had that in the plans already from the last couple city council meetings that I went to. But while speaking with a lot of the residents, you know, they've had concerns over the roadways. You know, a lot of the streets in the city haven't been paved in years. I mean, 20, 30, 40 years. That's something that needs to be looked at, especially with all this traffic we're having down there now. You know, and all they're going to do is keep adding. As far as that, roadways needs to be looked at. You know, even the city taking care of the right-of-ways, cutting grass, stuff like that needs to be looked at a little bit more. It's not, you know, being done as it needs to be. So, you know, a lot of these residents that I talked to, first thing they said was, we need our road repaved. And I get that. You know, the road I live on hasn't been paved, and I don't know when. My grandparents built this house in 63 that I live in, and I don't remember the last time the roads were paved.
Okay, thank you. We're going to start with you, Mr. Hughes, on my next question. One local municipality is grappling with their election process. What are your thoughts on electing council members from at large? And I believe that's the way Emerson elects their council members. Top vote getters get the post. Do you think that best serves residents, or do you think that clear election line should be drawn and the candidate is elected by residents of that precinct or of that ward?
Anybody that runs for council in the city needs to be a resident. That's the way I look at it. You know, I grew up there. I moved back in 2014 to Emerson to raise, you know, my kids and live my life there, and this is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life. So as far as anybody that should be able to run, yes, they need to be a city resident.
But so you're comfortable with the at-large method, then the top vote getters are the ones that gets the seats as opposed to electing a council member from one specific ward.
Right, know? Right. I'm good with how many, you know, whoever gets the highest votes, that's the way it should be. That's the way I look at it.
Okay. And Mr. Malden?
I agree. I do agree with him, but we tried at one time to get wards. I believe it would work if we had wards. We'd probably get more done than at large the way it is now. But the way things is, I agree with it.
Okay. So you agree with the at-large method or mm-hmm. or electing from specific wards?
It would be nice if we had wards, but we tried it and it never would work, so we're still at large. So I just agree with that.
I understand. And Mr. Malden, what do you think is most important for the city right now? Building new homes, commercial space, or actually rehabbing homes and utilizing existing homes?
My personal opinion, I would say rehabbing existing homes and doing what we can with what we got now. Look at that first before we start building a lot more. Because it's eventually going to get real crowded.
Okay. Yep. Mr. Hughes?
I believe commercial should be last. And I agree, rehabbing, you know, the homes and what we have in Emerson should be a start. And there's several houses in Emerson that are sitting there empty, nice houses. But when talking to neighbors, hey, what's wrong with the house across the street? It's full of mold. Okay. Well, that's something that needs to be looked at. I know there's going to be growth. They're building houses down at Ferguson Corners. I'm fine with that. Townhouses is going to bring in a lot of people. But as far as there's going to be some growth of houses. But commercial should be the last on the list because all that's going to do is really increase, especially bringing tractor trailers into the city and more traffic up and down our roads. And we want to keep it small.
Mr. Hughes, this is fantasy time right now. If you received $1 million, $1 million grant to use for the city in any way that you wanted, what would you do and why?
$1 million. I would probably start with more law enforcement. We need more police officers. Our police department is undermanned, and I'm sure they're overworked. You can't keep anyone. Being said, I know that because I've been a police officer for 25 years. So that would probably be one of the first issues. Then, you know, we would look at, you know, seeing if we could do something with the roadways and stuff like that. But that would be on the top of my list. You know, we don't have enough workers. You know, some days we don't have anybody pick up our trash on the day it's supposed to be picked up because the truck's down. Well, maybe we need to look at a new truck. But start with the resources the city needs, especially with, you know, we need law enforcement, we need the fire department, you know, EMTs, all them kind of people there.
Okay. Mr. Malden, same fantasy. You get $1 million to spend.
I'd start with the city because, like Brandon says, you know, the garbage trucks we have are no good. They're wore out. Half the time they don't run. They need to be replaced. And he's talking about doing the yard, the grass cutting on the side of the roads. They have nothing to do that with. And back in the day, they used to do that. The city did it. And they just don't have the equipment or the help. You know, they don't have the help. Okay. So you can spend it pretty quick right there.
And Mr. Malden, what, as you go around and speak to people about your candidacy, what are their concerns? What are people telling you when you go around and tell them that you're running for office?
The main thing people are telling me, they want to know where our tax money's going. And I can't tell them that right now. You know, we can find out eventually, but that's what a lot of people want to know.
And if elected, that will be one of your priorities?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mr. Hughes, what are people telling you?
Most of them are concerned about the commercial growth and the traffic in the area. That's a big thing. A lot of people have, you know, said some things about where their tax money are going. And I don't know. I'm not on the board right now. I can't really tell them that. But the biggest issue I've seen is the commercial businesses coming in, people trying to bring townhouses in, the roads, how they are, you know, potholes that just they keep, you know, filling in and they keep coming back. Those are the main big issues that I've seen while speaking with residents.
Mr. Hughes, what is the city doing well? What do you like that they're doing right now or that you've seen them do over the past, let's say, 4 years?
The city does well with a lot of things. You know, if I have an issue, I call them, and they're pretty much, you know, quick to get to my issue. I'm not going to say where I live, but across the road where I live, there's an area of grass there that is never cut by the people that own that. And, you know, it causes rodents and snakes, and I got kids. And so I've called the city and voiced my concerns, and they've come out there and took care of it for me. As far as, you know, I think they, you know, are trying to give a little better raise to their employees to try to keep them because it's hard to keep anybody. But that's another good thing they're doing. I think they're on a good path. I think they just need to look at this commercial stuff going on a little differently because this is a small town we live in. We want to keep it that small town.
And Mr. Malden, what does the city get an A+ for? What are they doing well?
I think they're doing very good inside their own little space. We got some people down there to do a fine job. Well, all of them, really. They know what they're doing. They do job. And like Brandon says, if you ever need them, all I can do is call. And they'll take care about anything that you have a problem with. But the city's running pretty decent right now.
Mr. Malden, do you feel that residents have a voice in the city? And if not, how do you plan to involve them more in the decision-making process for the city of Emerson?
I think they have a voice if they will come to the meetings, you know, or they can call a councilman, which neither one of us are yet, but talking to the people, you know, they have a voice if they want to put it out there, but they got to let someone know. Call somebody, come to the council meetings, come to planning zoning, whatever it takes to get your voice out.
Okay. Mr. Hughes.
Yeah, I think, you know, their voice means a lot, and I've told a lot of the residents. And, you know, my family have lifelong friends in the city of Emerson that I've went and talked to, and they want their voice heard, and I understand that, and I want to, you know, be a part of that. But, yeah, are they also going to have to call us when they have issues? Yes, but I want that. I want them to reach out to me. I want them to come to city council meetings. Now, some of the people can't get out at night to come to the city council meetings, and I'm okay with that. But I want to hear their concerns, and I want to voice their concerns if elected.
So were there any issues that you wanted to bring up that I didn't bring up?
Not really any issues, just the we need to slow down the commercial growth. And, you know, I met a couple that was new to our city while walking around, and they moved from Nevada. And I said, well, what brought you to Emerson? And they said, we were searching for a small town because we want to live in that nice small town feeling, and Emerson popped up, and that's where we found a house and bought.
Mr. Malden, you think growth is also an issue, something that needs to be slowed down?
Yes, ma'am. It does.
Okay.
And I agree with Brandon, especially the commercial part of it. Too quick, too fast.
So we have reached the part of our program where you get to make your final statements, let the voters hear from you. And we began with you, Mr. Hughes, so we're going to begin with you this time, Mr. Malden. This is your chance to ask for votes and tell people why you're running for office.
Well, I'm running for office because I think that there are some things that we can do with their help. But we need to know their mind. We need to hear from them. The citizens that want to get involved, let us know. Let whoever it is, you know, and we'll see what we can do to change things down there. But this is going to take everybody. It's not just going to take one or two. It's going to take the people.
And I will ask this question of both of you, but I want to ask, let's say the election does not go your way this time. Will you continue to support the city and the candidates who are elected?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Thank you. Mr. Hughes, closing statements.
I just got a little statement I'm going to read out, if that's fine. Growing up in Emerson, where my family made this home years ago, has been a blessing. The love of a small town where most citizens know each other and have made lifelong friends. I want to keep the small town feeling so families can place their roots here and raise their families. As I was walking around Emerson and speaking with my family's lifelong friends as well as new citizens, I realized most of all of them have the same wants as I do for the city of Emerson. As part of city council, I want to be the voice for the great citizens of Emerson. Please support me. I love my little hometown of Emerson. I want to keep it that way.
Thank you. Same question. If the vote does not go your way this time, will you support the people who are elected?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you both for coming in and speaking with me. We really appreciate it. You're listening to AM 1450 WBHF. We just heard from Brandon Hughes and Dennis Malden, candidates for City Council in the City of Emerson.